it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys ever met that rude person that just kind of has that rude behavior that kind of befuddles you? You don't quite understand where all that rude behavior comes from?
Yes.
Yeah. What if I told you that it's actually signs of intelligence?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
I'm about to justify a lot of really bad behavior here because these are rude habits that are actually signs of intelligence. Sorry, that's weird. That's a weird glitch that's happening
don't
right
know.
There. It's
I
strange.
Don't know.
This comes to us from She Budgets. So enjoy
she
this.
Budgets?
She Budgets.
She Budgets. She Budgets. She Budgets. She Budgets.
They start with forgetting social obligations, missing birthdays, and forgetting plans doesn't always signal carelessness. For exceptionally intelligent people, their minds are often occupied with complex problems, creative ideas, or abstract concepts that push social details to the background.
So next time my wife says, I told you about this last week, but baby, I am so smart.
Right.
There's no chance I'm going to remember
my
that.
Head is in things that are so much more intelligent than you can possibly grasp right now.
I don't remember the dumb things you tell me.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry.
I did remember my mom's birthday this year.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I just didn't do it on the air.
I forgot to say.
I forgot that part. I mean, I was so close.
Didn't we end the show with like, stay beautiful? Happy birthday, mom.
Yeah. I think so, baby. I love you.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday,
Shoot.
Mom.
I didn't forget. I'm a genius.
Rude habits that are actually signs of high intelligence. Being brutally honest. Sharp minds often prioritize truth over tact. When someone delivers unfiltered feedback without sugarcoating, they might seem harsh, but they're demonstrating intellectual integrity that values accuracy above social comfort.
You'll find a lot of people...
I don't have a problem with intellectual accuracy, yeah. But when you're smart, not intelligent, but when you are smart, you still know how to read a room. That's all.
Yeah. And a lot of people on the spectrum, they don't mean to be. They're just curt.
Yeah.
But they're also incredibly intelligent.
Correct. So, my only problem is that when it's unsolicited...
You're ugly! I'm sorry, Miles.
Right.
That was some of my genius breaking through.
When it's unsolicited, I have the issue. Like, I didn't ask you if
That's
I was
true.
Ugly.
If I ask you and you tell me, fine.
Sure.
Right.
If you're blunt with me, I actually appreciate that. I can swallow that
you're
a little
ugly.
Bit better. Right, exactly.
Sorry. I'm having these waves of intelligence.
Yes. These intelligent waves.
The intelligent waves. They just wash over me.
Rude habits that are actually
Bitch.
Signs of high... Now you just got Tourette's. Avoiding eye contact. The absence of eye contact doesn't always signal dishonesty or disinterest. For many brilliant thinkers, looking away actually helps them concentrate better on complex thoughts without visual distractions. If I look somebody in the eye while I'm talking to them, I actually start getting nervous. I lose my train of thought because I'm reading your eyes. I find that I actually start reading your faces and I start reading your eyes, and I can see when you start glazing over. Like, Miles, there's been a handful of times I've been talking to you, and I'm like, and he's not listening to me anymore.
Yeah.
He's shut down.
Yeah.
Because he's ugly.
I'm sorry. And I used to do that in school all the time, too, and just completely miss everything.
What's
just
that?
My mind just goes someplace else.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Like, I don't mean to. I just
I'm gone. Goodbye.
I just don't like people here at work eyeballing me.
Yeah. Looking at you up and down like a piece of meat. Got an island, damn it.
Like, who are you? What do you do here? They'll be looking me in the eye.
Oh, you look down when you look at me.
Right.
You should look someone in the eye when you're doing a toast.
You think?
When you're toasting someone, you definitely look them in the eye.
No, you look at the glass.
You well, you can, but you look into the eyes. When you're, yeah.
Okay. Like if you're clinking.
Yeah, everybody would go like eyes, 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 eyes. Never?
No.
Huh.
What?
Never had anybody do that with shots?
No.
Eyes, 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 eyes. Down. Bang. This is dust.
You got
what
weird
goes on this golf course?
I don't know.
Jeez, a lot of rules.
Right.
Yep.
He's cheers and tablets over here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You just do a cheer.
Yeah.
I'll stare you down and ask you if you want cinnamon sugar on that toast.
Rude habits that are actually signs of high intelligence. Interrupting conversations. Fast-thinking brains.
Come on.
Fast-thinking brains sometimes race ahead of social etiquette. When highly intelligent people cut others off mid-sentence, it's often because their minds have already processed what's being said and jumped to the next connection. I hate that I do that sometimes.
That would kill every meeting we have.
Well, we try to do that sometimes with callers, just to get the story to move along.
Sure.
Right.
You ever seen one of those things you put on the forum in your car, the round, the black, a tire?
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
So when I'm trying
God.
To tell a story and there's a bunch of drunk people cut me off and I go, you got to let me finish. Mm-hmm. They're just smarter than I am?
Yes. That's correct, Ted.
Drunk and smart.
Yeah. They are drunk, therefore they're smarter than you.
They're drunk with intelligence.
Inebriated with intellect.
Drunk with intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Correcting others' mistakes. Smart folks can't help but notice errors in conversations. When they point out mistakes in grammar, facts, or logic, they're not trying to embarrass anybody. Accuracy matters deeply to them. Their brains automatically detect inconsistencies like spell check running in the background.
Who wrote this list? The most annoying guy in the world?
Someone on the spectrum.
She budgets.
Oh. It's gotta be. Yeah. Right? Look, nothing they're saying is wrong, but again, a lot of life, aside from what you know, are social cues.
They are.
That to me, and like I said, there's a difference between intelligence. You can read a book, congratulations. But being smart is also understanding the situation you're in.
I also feel like there are certain things that people, they do care about the accuracy of. It's not necessarily sure. everything in life. Because there have been things like, I keep trying to gauge, like when does the correction need to happen? When do we need to get this thing accurate?
Wait for them to finish their sentence.
Right, but then all of a sudden it comes out of nowhere at me like, sorry, I didn't mean to get that completely wrong. My bad.
I mean, I feel like it's good to correct people if it's, man, we lost that game 42. It was 41-40.
Right.
That's a small detail. Exactly. But otherwise, if they're espousing nonsense, which is 9 times out of 10, you can wait for them to finish their sentence.
Right.
Say, all right, man, I hear what you're saying, but this and this. That's all.
Right. We don't need
that. But you're ugly.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's all the intelligence.
Sometimes you just interject to let them know you're there.
Sure.
That's I'm all. Still engaged.
Yes, I'm still here.
Right. What? I know about this subject, too, and I'm here invested with you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Move along.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, what he said.
I get caught in that from time to time. I'm like, you know this place that's down on Vernon 3rd? Oh, yeah. I have no freaking idea what you're talking about, but it's not pertinent to the story.
It's not important, and if you don't know, they're going to go back to explain it to
right.
you. Right. And like, I don't have time for that.
Right. So, dude, yep. I watched a place get robbed one time. You know that store that's down on 3rd? It's a big store. It's got a sign up top. It's got the bear on top. Like, what the store is does not matter.
But if you say, I'm not sure, they're going to take more time to tell you this detail that means nothing.
Nope.
Yeah, right. I got in a gunfight. And they described the car they were driving. Wait, get to the gun part.
Right.
What happened?
I had this song. I'm like, did you remember that Biggie song from all the way back?
Right.
Like, come on, man. Asking too many questions. Curious minds dig deeper than social norms typically allow. When someone peppers conversations with endless questions, they might seem nosy or challenging, but their brain is simply connecting dots and exploring ideas.
When I say things like, why do you care about this? I'm just being smart, not rude.
My issue is I ask just questions that have nothing to do with it. Like, oftentimes, right, you'll read a story or something, I'll go, oh, that fight happened in the sub shop? What kind of sub?
That's the kind of stuff I'm into.
But to be fair, absolutely. I know you well enough to know that this is not an interruption. This is what Ted wants to know. Because it will help you justify what may or may not have happened.
That's why, hit me with your best shot.
Right.
An object was thrown. Okay, what is the object? That's what I care. I know somebody got assaulted.
No, Miles, you care deeper than that. A fight broke out between this couple that led to one being arrested and the other's in the hospital because of a fight over cereal. Miles' first question.
What is the cereal?
What's the cereal?
Because if it means that much, I need to have some of the cereal.
I gotta know what the cereal is.
Yeah. Honest to God.
This is a serious subject.
And I really do comb the stories. If this is the most important thing. And they admitted it.
That's why I like the smoking gun.
Because it should be, you know, Golden Grahams causes all hell to break.
Yes. Right.
That should be the top of the story.
That's why I like the smoking gun, because the last sentence of the story is, the arrest report does not detail what cereal set off the fight.
They know you wanted to know.
They're thinking about that, too.
Exactly. They know, damn it. And I'm going to leave you with this last rude habit that is actually a sign of high intelligence and nothing else at all. Zoning out during small talk. If somebody zones out during small talk, it might not be because they're bored with you. They just crave more depth. Sharp thinkers often find surface-level chatter like weekend plans or weather updates mentally underwhelming. Research shows people with higher IQs typically prefer solving problems to discuss routine matters. When trapped in small talk, they might appear distracted or bored while actually working through complex thoughts internally. For them, disengaging from superficial conversation isn't rude, as their mind's natural response to seeking more stimulating mental territory.
It is a little bit cloudy today. What's your relationship like with your mother?
Right. Yeah. You show up all wet. Like, you didn't look at the weather?
Come on!
I get awkwardly angry.
Yes, you do. Do you not look at that before you leave in the morning?
Yeah, exactly. What are you just raw dogging? Just going outside?
I do find it amazing how long a weather forecast takes on local news. And I get it. It's sponsored and they go through the staff and it's fun. But I'm also like, you can look out your window or you can open your front door.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you the high. And weird, I'll tell you the high, and if there's any threat of precipitation, everything else means nothing. Look out your damn window. Yes, that water falling from the sky, that is in fact rain.
Ta-da!
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.